From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in Yemen's northern Hajjah province Monday, killing at least six people. Authorities say 20 people were wounded. The hospital is run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Zambian President Edgar Lungu has been re-elected in a closely contested vote. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote, defeating his main rival, Hakainde Hichilema, who took just under 48%. Members of Hichilema's party alleged vote tampering in the August 11th election. They say they will appeal the results to Zambia's constitutional court. Syrian government and opposition rebel forces poured reinforcements into the city of Aleppo on Monday. Both sides are planning for a battle that diplomats are trying to avert. Monitor said as many as 2,000 pro-government fighters had arrived in the city since late Sunday. One observer said the Great Battle of Aleppo is imminent. The government-leaning newspaper Al-Watan reported Monday that the army had received enough military reinforcements to retake areas of the city under rebel control. The International Olympic Committee says Egyptian judo athlete Islam El-Shahabi has been sent home after refusing to shake the hand of a victorious Israeli opponent at the end of an Olympics bout Friday. The Olympic Broadcasting Service says all seven people who suffered injuries when an aerial television camera fell onto the Olympic Park have been treated and released from care. A spokesman says the injuries are minor. The German Olympic team says canoe slalom coach Stefan Henze has died from injuries sustained in a crash. This is VOA News.